folks, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm filling in today for Melody Seastrom. You know, I'm normally with her anyway. I'm her co-host, but today she took the day off and maybe doing it a little more often on Wednesdays. She's certainly earned it, so I'll do my best to bring information to you today on financial survival. I hope that this will be a blessing to you and maybe even learn something together, okay? So it is the 17th of November, 2021. Wow, next week is Thanksgiving, and that's my favorite holiday of the year. Truly, it's not the only truly Christian holiday in the nation, but I look forward to it. I really do. Thanksgiving has always been a wonderful time for us. But we'll get into business now. Gold had a good day. Up 1560, 1867. Silver had a good day. Up 22 at 2512. Platinum was down 6, 1064. Palladium was up 25 at 2275. Rhodium was up 100 at 15,400. So good, really a good day for the metals about all the way over. So that's wonderful. And the markets today. The Dow was down 136 to 36006. NASDAQ was down 27.43 to 15,946. S&P down 506 at 46.96. The 10-year yield was minus about 0.3%. It was at 1.60. The Nikkei, the Hang Seng, and the FTSE were all down. The only one was up a little bit was the DAX. It was up slightly. So the market's really basically, changed a little bit, I guess, on the downward side. But not a drastic change. But nonetheless, it's... I'm amazed how they keep holding steady the way they do, but they seem to do it very well. They've had lots of years of practice, I guess, in doing this and how to fudge the books and make the numbers look better than what they really are. Like they do every month with unemployment and inflation. But they've done it for years. And the American people as a whole don't even look at them anyway. They don't pay attention to what's being said and what's being done. Generally, they don't. They go to work, come home, watch TV, and go to bed, and do the same thing the next day. They don't really get too involved in finances until their ox gets gored, then they start paying attention. And folks, I have to tell you about everybody's ox, unless you're really wealthy today, is starting to get gored. To some degree, all of our oxen are. Unless you're unbelievably wealthy and you don't mind the inflation and the tightening up on everything and that you have to do for your budget, then, you're doing fine. But people like myself, and I'm sure most of you all, are doing okay. You're not behind maybe on anything. But it's getting tighter, keep things running. Speaking for myself, I know that maintaining the house and keeping things going over the last few months has got expensive for us. Things do wear out. Had to replace a washing machine, had to get a dishwasher worked on. All these things add up to a lot of money after a while. That you try to budget into it, but you really can't. Cars break down. You have to change tires. Things that you don't plan on happen. That's why we should have some funds put back. But after a while, I do know from personal experience that the funds you put back can start disappearing, can't they? Pretty soon you wonder where the next fund's going to come from. That's nothing to be ashamed of. Makes me kind of frustrated. There's nothing to be ashamed of because if you work as hard as you can, my friends, that's all matters. That's called integrity. I've always told people in sermons when I preach top lessons on the home and home life. If a husband's working every day as hard as he knows how to take care of his wife and his children, and all he can afford is a 3-room shack, a kitchen and a couple bedrooms, maybe in a little living room somewhere. That's all he can afford, but it's a roof over their head. They're fed. The whole family should be thankful they got a man that's doing that. If he's a man that can afford a 30-room mansion, he's doing it in a godly way. Be thankful for that also. What one thing that God detests is a lazy man, a sluggard, the Bible calls him. So if you're working hard and you're making it, maybe not by a lot, maybe in a hard time, don't be ashamed. You're doing all you can do. Put the rest in the Lord's hand. We'll take the future from there. That's all we can do. But we're going to show. I'm going to share a story with you now. It's kind of little bit long. I want to read it, though, because it's very important. Biden's got a banking nominee. Oh, this demands, now listen to what it says. This what it says. Biden's banking nominee demands all private bank accounts be eliminated. There will be no more private bank accounts. Let that sink in a minute. Biden's banking nominee demands, demands all private bank accounts be eliminated. Her last name is Omarova. She also said the Federal Reserve can only use indirect leverage to induce private banks to increase their lending. Joe Biden's nominee for the Office of Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, Sally Omarova, vowed to eliminate all private bank accounts and deposits during a virtual conference in March this year. Omarova made remarks during the Law and Political Economy Project's Law and Political Economy Democracy Beyond Neoliberalism earlier this year. In one of her papers, Omarova said, "The People's Ledger, democratize money, finance the economy." Let me repeat that. "The People's Ledger, how to democratize money and finance the economy, which would help redesign the financial system and make the economy more equitable for everyone." Doesn't that just sound like pure socialism to you? Communism? She said it will be later the private-public power balance and democratize finance to a more systematic level. Her papers call to eliminate all banks and transfer all bank deposits to Fed accounts at the Federal Reserve. Let me read that right by again. Her papers call to eliminate all banks and transfer all bank deposits to Fed accounts at the Federal Reserve. Omarova also said the Federal Reserve can only use indirect leverage to induce private banks to increase their lending. Her papers call to eliminate all banks and transfer. I just read that. So are you seeing a trend here that's kind of maybe taking over the last of what you have, what you would call yours, your funds in the bank? Now, folks, I repeat this, I said many times, if your money's in the bank, and if it's on paper, it's not yours. If you don't have it in your hand, cash in your hand, it's not yours. There will be no more private bank accounts, and all of the deposit accounts will be held directly at the Fed. I'm going to repeat that, because this is important. There will be no more private bank accounts, and all of the deposit accounts will be held directly at the Fed. Omarova said the proposal would give the Fed a proactive monetary policy tool, such as helicopter money. 21 state financial officers called for Biden to withdraw Omarova's nomination due to her radical views. She also noted how the Federal Reserve could take money from Americans amid inflation. Now, let me repeat this again, folks, because we've been saying this for years. Here it comes. She also noted how the Federal Reserve could take money from Americans amid inflation. According to a senior government official, if the Senate confirms Omarova, she would have the most powerful, least accountable position over American banking system. The former government official said, the Democratic Party over the last couple of administrations, they want the government to essentially take over a lot of financial functions from banks. 21, the LPE services platform discussed the role of law and legal discourse in the creation of maintenance of capitalism and in mediating tension between capitalist order and democratic self-rule. Scholars in our network work to understand the relationship between market supremacy and racial, gender, and economic justice. Let me repeat that, because this is getting to things, folks, that's so touchy-feely. Scholars in our network work to understand the relationship between market supremacy and racial, gender, and economic injustice, to articulate the relationship between capitalism and devaluation of social and ecological reproduction, and to explore the distinctive ways that laws give shape to and legitimates neoliberal capitalism, ranging from dynamics of financialization to the relation between the carceral state and capitalism. We also seek to offer concrete legal reforms designed to move beyond neoliberalism and toward a genuinely responsive, egalitarian democracy, which critical attention to the need of power and movement building as part of any such transformation. Wow. Are you seeing what's coming down the pike, folks? They want to do away with all private bank accounts and make sure that all the funds you have are controlled by the Fed. Should that concern you at all? Does it make any difference? I'm telling you, folks, that your money in the bank is not your money. You can save it in my account. It may be in there as far as you know, but it's really not your funds. If they decide to keep it, they will keep it. So, what part of this is complicated now? If they cut out all private bank accounts, why can they just control all of them? They basically do already. They won't control them more. You know that already. It's already been proposed that anything that you put in over 600 or withdraw over 600 is going to be reported. It was 10,000, I think it was, and now it's going down to 600. How much more intrusion are you going to tolerate in your personal finances? I do not have a savings account in the bank. I'll be quite honest with you. I don't have 401 or IRA. I don't want them. I want something in my hand. I don't want to trust the bank or the paperwork for anything with the way our economy is going right now. I don't trust the economy at all. Inflation alone is eating up your savings account. You're not drawing interest on your savings account worth anything, and inflation is eating it at over 6% last month reported, closer to 20%. Just let those things sink in, okay? But it's not the only place. We're not the only place that hit with inflation. UK inflation leaps to 10-year high, bolstering rate hike bets. British inflation has hit a 10-year high as household energy bills rocket, bolstering expectations the Bank of England will raise interest rates in December, just weeks after it rocked markets by keeping borrowing costs on hold. And Canadian inflation rises at the fastest pace since 2003. Bacon prices are up 20% compared to last year. The Consumer Price Index rose 4.7% on a year-over-year basis in October, which was in line with expectations. Statistics Canada says this followed a 4.4% increase in September, the largest gain since February 2003. Prices rose in all eight components. Transportation prices were up 10%, driven primarily by a 25.5% increase in fuel cost. Those higher fuel costs were in turn driven by higher gasoline prices, up 41.7%. Shortages in other energy sources such as coal and natural gas led to major economies using oil instead, causing pain at the pumps. Folks, this is all actually happening, and I know it's not pretty, but we could all start playing music and just forget about all this, and we could just all pretend like nothing's going on and bury our head in the sand and think that our tails are covered. It doesn't work that way, does it? As a friend, as a pastor, and as a talk show host that does take some responsibility in his broadcast, I think it's my duty to try to tell people these things. Whether we ignore it or not, it's like having cancer. You can ignore it right on into the grave. We can try to fight it. Get rid of it. Same thing with what's going on right now with finance and other things. You can ignore it all you want to, but that's not going to fix it. It is not going to fix it. The USDA is to increase pig slaughtering at processors to tame meatflation. Beef is up 30%. I forget how much how different things went up over this past year. Prices of meat are going through the roof. So the USDA is going to increase pig slaughtering. I personally don't eat pork. I don't think it's good for you. I'm not saying it's anything that's going to send you to hell, but I don't eat it. I don't want it because a pig is something that the Bible says is an unclean thing for a man to consume, so I try to listen to that. President Biden is rapidly sinking in the polls amid a splurt of inflation rising the fastest in four decades. A combination of food, shelter, and energy inflation has crushed real wages as Americans become increasingly discontent with the White House for their failure to tame the inflation monster. And folks, the monster cannot be tamed. Maybe temporarily, but different means. But as long as we're using fiat currency and printing more of it every day, the monster will never be contained. It'll never get put back in the cage. We've outlined the Biden administration is freaking out about inflation ahead of the midterms. This week, administration officials have released multiple statements indicating that they're diligently working to fix snarled supply chains, attempting to lower consumer prices. One area the administration has concentrated on is food. The latest CPI data shows meats, poultry, fish, and eggs increased dramatically in October, making consumers quite uncomfortable and their wallets thin ahead of the holiday season. The Biden administration appears to have gone on the offensive this week after an email statement from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Spokeswoman Kate Waters told Bloomberg that the federal government is conducting a pilot program with meat processors to allow for faster pig slaughtering. The goal is for the more supply will come online and put an end to the surging prices. Under the pilot program, meat packers will be required to enforce new safety measures through agreements with labor unions or employee safety committees. Slaughter limits have been a significant bottleneck to increasing production. The action by the USDA outlined just how desperate the Biden administration is tackling meatflation ahead of the midterms. Slow pork production can also be attributed to labor shortages, congested supply chains. The trial program will allow the USDA to observe if increased slaughter times will result in more output. If so, this could be one solution to solving meatflation. The program will be operating at home at some of the nation's largest meat packing plants. We will see. I don't know. It makes sense if you slaughter more, the prices should at least stabilize. That makes sense. But again, it's just something that they can't do forever. You cannot control inflation as long as you are using something as valueless to purchase something of value. It doesn't work. If you have something that you're trading for something of value that's worth nothing, people may think it's okay. They may think it works, but why not use seashells or coal or anything you think of? It's basically the same thing. Just one's a little easier to carry. I mean, seashells are a little bulky. Why not use bottle caps? It's the same idea. We have confidence in the dollar because it looks like a dollar. It's green. We use it all of our lives. We don't understand that it's really not worth anything because no one taught us economics, did they? They didn't. Me, not in school, they didn't. They didn't teach the real economics. They didn't. I learned a lot on my own over the years. As long as you use the fiat currency, you will never end inflation. Back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Alrighty, folks, we're back, and this is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm joining with Mel today. As you know, I'm her co-host 3 days a week normally, but she started taking some Wednesdays off, and she may be here next week, because it'll be the day before Thanksgiving, and of course, next week, she'll be off Thursday and Friday both, as I intend to take off Thursday and Friday both, and spend time with the family. I know this may sound corny to a lot of people, but that Monday is, for years, and since I've been old enough to go to the woods, it's been the first day of what we call buck season. Now it's buck and doe both, it's me deer, but there was a day brother and I always look forward to spending together. And my dad went home with the Lord in 2016, and he quit hunting some year before that. And my brother lives about an hour and a half, 45 minutes from me, so we don't get together much anymore either. But it's still a special day. I have friends coming in to hunt with me and spend some time with me. And Thanksgiving's Day, of course, to spend some time with family. And it's just something I look forward to. So next week we won't be on the air on Thursday and Friday, and I'll be off the air myself and my broadcast Monday and Tuesday, and back on Wednesday for a special Thanksgiving broadcast. But let's get back to the news. But I just wanted to say this, though. Take time to enjoy your families. Life is hectic beyond words, at least mine is. I've never been so busy in my life. Maybe I'm just getting slower in my old age. I don't know. But I certainly have been busy trying to keep up their thing. And again, financially, it's getting tighter. But take time to sit down beside your family and enjoy whatever you're going to have for dinner. I think we're going to have a turkey and a source of some dressing and all that stuff. And we always do. But take time to break bread with your family. Love them, because this time next year, one of them may not be here. That's not being morbid. That's just facing the facts. Now, let's move on. Another way, this never dawned on me this would happen, that would cause more global shortages. Pirates, that's right, are causing global shortage of crisis as criminals swoop to disrupt supply chains after COVID experts warn. Pirates and drug cartels could cause global shortages as a crisis begins to unfold, experts have warned. The pandemic, coupled with driver shortages, are already causing problems with supply chains. Pirates and drug cartels have exploited the COVID pandemic to disrupt global supply chains, experts say. There are already issues with driver shortages, but officials at the British Standards Institution said it's the tip of the iceberg. But a new report says criminals are taking advantage of the issues with stormy waters ahead. Officials at the British Standards Institution told of their concerns in the annual Supply Chain Risk Insights report. They said that over the past year, the organization has seen a significant number of criminal organizations masquerading as legitimate warehousing, transport, or distribution companies. In September 2021, a Costa Rican crime gang was caught attempting to smuggle cocaine from a port in South American country into Donegal, Ireland, disguised in a container of banana pulp. Elsewhere, police in Ukraine arrested two criminals who posed as licensed cargo carriers and illegally took possession of goods worth over 137,000 pounds. Harold Perdell, chief commercial officer at BSI, said supply chain threats will remain one of the most serious issues global businesses will face in 2022. On top of everything else, we've got to fight pirates. Widespread product shortages and scarcity and scarcely qualified operators, including lorry drivers, are only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the ongoing global supply chain crisis. Wow. Another cog, if you will. It just seems like they keep adding up and keep causing more damage. They just don't seem to ever end, do they? It is amazing how this has all come together. We can't get the ships loaded. You can't get them unloaded. But if you do, they can be hijacked by pirates. I don't say that's necessarily a big thing yet. But it's somebody who loses a whole ship full of goods. That's a big thing. It truly is. And with all this going on, the unrest in the country that's going on with so many different areas, we're going to discuss just a second, the Rittenhouse case. Now, if you haven't followed that, a young man named Kyle Rittenhouse, and you can watch this on video. I'm not making any of this up. I don't know how they even found a case against this young man. He was literally attacked with one man with a gun in his hand. One tried to stomp his head in, and he killed two people and wounded another one to save his life, and they got him on trial. Very touchy situation, folks. Very touchy. No matter how it goes, I'm afraid it's going to set off a powder keg. But I want to share with you just a little bit about this and comment on it if you don't mind. And just keep in mind, unrest, burning businesses, burning homes, destroying property, does that affect our financial foundation? Does chaos not affect financial foundations? Obviously, pirates stealing goods causes prices go up. Everything happens that way, folks. Causes shortages, folks. National Guard deployed ahead of Rittenhouse verdict. Judge received threats. You cannot have justice in a country when the jurors and the judge are afraid for their lives. But anyway, hundreds of Wisconsin National Guard troops have been activated ahead of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial verdict to prevent rioting. Last year, when Kenosha was burning due to the BLM and leftist riots, Democrat Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers refused to call out the National Guard to stop it. Police in Chicago, about 65 miles south of Kenosha, are also preparing for riots. Rittenhouse shot three men, killing two of them, and wounding a third in this self-defense case. Judge Bruce Schroeder, who has received death threats and threats against his family, is now allowing the jury. Now, folks, listen to this. This judge is so afraid of what's going to happen if he's found innocent. He's actually added more crimes on his own, that Rittenhouse could be convicted of. Judge Bruce Schroeder, who has received death threats and threats against his family, is now allowing the jury, which has also received threats, to consider lesser charges against Rittenhouse, increasing the chances that he will be found, that he will be convicted. The article explains the current charges and provides details on the possible lesser charges. So they're so desperate to convict this young man. He's 18 years old now. But they're not just going to try to charge him with murder, as that was the main goal. They're probably not going to get it, but because of fear of the judges and the jurors' fear, they may convict him of other charges, so he won't leave, won't get out without being found guilty of something. They're trying to soothe the anger of BLM and other terrorists. Do you see what I'm saying? Whenever a man defends himself lawfully, and this young man did, and you watch the videos, there's no question he did, yet he goes on trial for doing that. And although the people that are here, the jury, I'm sure, knows he's innocent of any kind of murder, but they have to find him guilty of something to try to keep the rioters from burning the city down. How do you get justice with that? Obviously, you can't. It's impossible. You cannot have justice when the juries cannot rule according to facts and truth. You cannot get justice for that, folks. So, Kyle Rittenhouse, bless his heart, is really in a bad spot. Obviously, even the judge could see that the prosecution was doing a lousy job because he had nothing to charge him with. So he's going to let the jury find him guilty of something else. Folks, that just breaks my heart for that young man. It does. But understand that discord, division, chaos will bring a country down as quickly as anything else. As a matter of fact, it will cause all manner of troubles, not just personal property being destroyed, but it will bring down nation economically and economic in every other way. So understand these. It's just a sad situation. Now, to understand what's going on behind this COVID hoax. I said COVID hoax. Maybe there is a COVID of some kind. They never have isolated the virus that causes this, so they haven't even proved it exists. But if it does, it's relatively a harmless situation. 99.7% of people never die from it. But nonetheless, they really, really, really are hammering people into shape over it. Well, here's one of the reasons why. Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna are making $1,000 profit every second. That's right. Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are making combined profits of $65,000 every minute from their highly successful COVID-19 vaccines, while the world's poorest countries remain largely unvaccinated, according to a new analysis. But now listen, analysis. They said they're making that much money from a highly successful COVID vaccine. It depends, I guess, how you look at it. It's been very successful for them, obviously. But it's not been for the people. We're going to just talk about it in a minute. Now they're going to demand that you have three shots, not two. Oh, man, this is for real. But don't worry. The rich are getting richer. The companies have sold the vast majority of their doses to rich countries, leaving new low-income in the lurch, to the People's Vaccine Alliance, a coalition campaigning for wider access to COVID vaccines, which based its calculation on the firm's own earnings reports. The alliance estimates, now listen to this, the alliance estimates that the trio will make pre-tax profits of $34 billion this year between them, which works out to $1,000 a second, $65,000 a minute, $93.5 million a day. But it's not about the money, folks. It's about your health. It's about your health. Well, I just read to you, they said it's a highly effective vaccine. Well, Dr. Fauci just admitted the vaccines did not work as advertised and that vaccinated are in great danger today. The vaccinated are still in great danger. Pfizer and all the others said, we have a wonderful vaccine here. And Fauci just admitted they're not working. Millions and millions of people, billions worldwide, have been conned into this. Thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands have died, and many more sick. But that's okay. The big pharma is prospering. It's okay. As a solution to this problem, Dr. Fauci is, of course, promoting more shots. When will this end? On November 12th, White House COVID advisor Anthony Fauci, M.D., went on the New York Times podcast, The Daily, to discuss the current state of the coronavirus in the U.S. According to Fauci, officials are now starting to see some waning immunity against both infection and hospitalization several months after initial vaccination. The infectious disease expert pointed toward incoming data from Israel, which noted tends to be about a month to a month and a half ahead of us in terms of the outbreak. They are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against the infection, but against hospitalization and to some extent, death, which is starting to now involve all age groups. It isn't just the elderly, Fauci said. to waiting to the point that you've seen more and more people getting breakthrough infections, and more of these people who are getting breakthrough infections are winding up in the hospital. Folks, the vaccinations are doing that to them. Look, go to our website, PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Look under health news or COVID hoax. Let's check out there. Yes, the vaccines are doing this. As a result of the findings, Fauci warned that vaccinated people should get their booster shot, as it might actually be more important than health officials first realized. If one looks back at this, one can say, do you know, it isn't as if a booster is a bonus, but a booster might actually be the essential part of the primary regime that people should, a regimen that people should have. Fauci went on to say, I think that the boosting is going to be an absolutely essential component of our response, not a bonus, not a luxury, but an absolutely essential part of the program. Here we go again. More shots coming in. More shots coming in. Biden administration plans imminent booster expansion to all adults. The Biden administration is expected to begin a process of expanding booster authorization to all adults as early as this week, according to the source familiar with matters. America's booster campaign got off to an underwhelming start, potentially leaving millions of vulnerable people at risk as the holidays approach. The big picture, the pandemic still isn't over. The data is clear that vaccine effectiveness has waned over time with the rise of Delta, but also that a booster dose restores protection against the virus to remarkable levels. Despite a disagreement among experts about who needs a booster, there's broad consensus that other older people, and at least some with underlying health conditions, should get an additional dose around 6 months after the first series. Why not? Why not, folks? Just keep it coming. You know, these people need the money. I mean, these big pharma companies are going under, so why not? Just keep it going. You will find that, my friends, this will not go away. This will keep on growing and growing and growing. It will not go away. This so-called pandemic will find another source somewhere down the line. Unless the people rise up in mass and say no more, you can believe that we're going to see a lot more so-called pandemics come in this country. Folks, prepare yourself, please. Please prepare yourself as best you can. If you're like me, you can't afford a lot, but do what you can. Call Melody at 800-375-4188. Talk to her. She will not bite. I promise. She will not bite you. She may have some ideas to help you get started on some things. But get some food put back for sure. Get you a good water filter like we offer at the ministry, the Berkey water filter. Get that. I hate to say it, but store some guns and ammo. I don't want to see it happen. We have riots in those communities, but it's coming. I do believe it's coming. Many, many people now, experts, are saying a civil war is imminent. I think it is. I got the breakdown a little way.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're down to the last segment for the day. And again, this is Pastor Butch Paul filling in for Melody Seastrom, who took the day off. Hope she's enjoying herself. I really do. And I'm trying to do my best to share news with you on financial survival and make you understand what kind of condition we're in. Not that I'm trying to scare you. I want to warn you. Now, we're talking about civil war may be imminent. We're seeing more division every day. This ought to interest you. Small town declares itself a constitutional republic, won't follow blue state's tyrannical mandates. The town of Oroville, California, has declared itself a constitutional republic following over a year of restricted coronavirus lockdowns and mandates in the state. The bold move comes after Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order that will extend parts of his March 4, 2020 emergency proclamation powers until March 31, 2022. Leaders declaring emergencies that puts one person in charge, and they can do pretty much what they want, even when the emergency is no longer an immediate threat. They are reluctant to give up the power over Oroville Mayor Chuck Reynolds said. The town has had concerns about the mandates and changes that keep being enacted in California, especially with regard to COVID-19. Councilman Dave Pittman pointed out that the measures the state is trying to impose often infringe on personal rights and local governance. Pittman particularly had concerns over things like the state and federal mask and vaccine mandates, Occupational Safety and Health Administration rules that are always changing California Housing and Community Development departments and rules and more. We stand by and believe in our Constitution, a republic, and we believe that many times others in state and federal government are exceeding their authority across the board in everything we do. Mandates eliminate personal right of choice to get vaccinated or not, to vaccinate your kids or not, and violate basic constitutional choice we all have. The town has made it very clear, however, that it is not promoting anarchy. This mandate is not saying we are against laws for anarchy, Scott Thompson, Oroville's vice mayor, told KOVR-TV. We're not talking about one mandate being that's been pushed on us recently. It's been a barrage of mandates. But not everyone in town is supportive of the declaration. Lisa West is a resident who opposes the new measure that Oroville is taking. I think that we all believe in applying the law and agree following the law. This is just ridiculous. There are also questions regarding the legitimacy of the resolution the town council has adopted. Lisa Pruitt, a rural law expert at the University of California, Davis, said the resolution was a bit unclear. It does not necessarily shield the town from following federal and state laws. A municipality cannot unilaterally declare itself not subject to the laws of the state of California. Whatever they mean by constitutional republic, you can't say that's hocus pocus and make it happen. Putin is right, but lest anyone forget, the mandates that Newsom keeps issuing are not law, they are mandates. That is all. And by the way, a municipality, any government authority, any lesser authority lawfully can say no to intrusion of a higher power, the state or the federal government. The governor comes right down to the local people. So therefore, it is the duty of the local authorities to say no to this. You're hurting our citizens here. We're not going to allow it. So these are things that we must have to understand, that We are given, according to the Tenth Amendment, the states have rights that the federal government are not to infringe upon. As a matter of fact, it's a state's duty to see that they don't. Okay? So local cities and counties can say no to this. They can, by their authority as their own sovereign unit, if you will, they can say no to overreach. Lawfully do that. And by the way, biblically do that also. Understand that. Okay, what could happen in America if things don't turn around? Let's just share some more here. I don't know that this really had anything to do with it or not, but the Second Amendment of the Constitution, and a command of God, by the way, which supersedes the Constitution, literally, is that we must arm ourselves. I can, folks, that's in the Bible. Numbers chapter 1, Nehemiah chapter 4, Luke 22:36, we're told as Christians to arm ourselves. I said we're told to arm ourselves. I didn't stutter. I didn't back up and said it. I said we're commanded to arm ourselves for self-defense and defense of our family and our country. Sadly, the church has become such a wimpy jellyfish backbone entity that it won't even take a stand for anything unless it's a free hot dog. Go back to what I'm saying. Second Amendment maybe has stopped a lot of this in our country. But again, like I said, we're heading for a very serious confrontation. But in other countries, maybe not so fortunate. Austrian police patrol shops, highways, hunting for the unvaxxed. Now listen to this. After the government put an unvaccinated people under their own lockdown, video out of Austria shows police patrolling shops and highways checking people's vaccination status. In a move that was confirmed over the weekend, authorities have now imposed a lockdown that only affects the unjabbed, meaning they can only leave their homes for essential reasons such as food and shopping. These measures, which are the first of their kind in the world, impact the roughly 35% of the Austrians who haven't had both doses. Now listen to this, who haven't had both doses of the vaccine. Did you catch that? The new rules were introduced as a result of a COVID spike and soaring ICU patients because the vaccine works so well. No, I don't think so. Footage of Austria shows uniformed police patrolling shopping malls and checking people's vaccination status against a state database. Could you say internal passport? Could you say that? May I see your papers, please, comrade? That sound right? Another clip showed a police officer stopping a vehicle on the highway to check vaccination status. Those caught outside without proof of vaccination face fines up to $1,660. How long will people tolerate that? But again, go back to the point that they had already had one dose. But they haven't had both doses of the vaccine, so therefore they are not immunized. Does anyone see anything a little bit weird about that? Does anyone see the overreach of so-called government? And what really makes me even as equally as angry are the thugs that enforce it. I said thugs. They're not law officers. They're thugs. They're paid hitmen. And the people tolerate it. If they do, then it is what it is. Scientists are attempting to grow COVID vaccine. This is really something. Scientists are attempting to grow COVID vaccine field spinach, lettuce, edible plants to replace COVID injections. Millions of people who have refused to get an experimental mRNA vaccine may soon be forced to consume the gene therapy in their food. Researchers at the University of California are awarded a $500,000 grant from the National Science Foundation developing technology that infuses experimental mRNA COVID-19 vaccines into spinach, lettuce, and other edible plants. The team of nanobiotechnology experts is currently working on successfully delivering DNA containing mRNA BioNTech technology into a chloroplast, the part of the plant that instructs its cells' DNA to replicate the vaccine material. Researchers are tasked with demonstrating genetically modified plants can produce enough mRNA to replace COVID jabs and infuse the plants with the right dosage required to eat to replace vaccines. How would you regulate that? What if you eat too much or don't eat enough? What if a child eats too much? How do you know? Experimental mRNA vaccines will be edible. Juan Pablo Gerardo, an associate professor at UCR, the Department of Botany and Plant Sciences, who is leading the research, explained in a press release published by the university on September 16th. Ideally, a single plant will produce enough mRNA to vaccinate a single person, Gerardo said. We're testing this approach with spinach and lettuce and have long-term goals of people growing it in their own gardens. So is that's a continuous dosage every day then? Is that what you're saying? This will be continuous every time you eat lettuce or spinach or other plants. You'll be continually ingesting this. Farmers could also eventually grow entire fields of it, he added. Effectively delivering the genetic material to a plant's chloroplast, small organs in the plant cells that convert sunlight and energy the plant can use, is critical to rolling out the vaccinated food. Chloroplasts are tiny, solar-powered factories that produce sugar and other molecules that allow the plant to grow, Corrado said. They're also an untapped source for making desirable molecules. Genetically modifying edible plants with experimental vaccines for public consumption is a culmination of a dream, the associate professor explained. Wow. Wow. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Where do you go with that? Wow. Matthew 24 says there'll be wars, rumors of wars. Russia warns tensions with the West are almost at a boiling point, and Putin ready to destroy if borders are violated. Russia has warned relations with the West are almost at a boiling point as tensions mount over migrants at the Poland-Belarus border, Belarus border. With NATO and Russian forces playing cat-and-mouse games, Vladimir Putin has said he would simply destroy any country that encroached on his country's territory. Recent days have seen U.S. officials warn Russia may be plotting an imminent invasion of Ukraine with the Kremlin massing 100,000 troops on the border. And Vladimir Putin's regime has been accused of stoking the unfolding migrant crisis between Belarus and Poland, and even sent nuclear bombers into the area. And another one. Fresh Armenia and Azerbaijan fighting erupts, multiple casualties as Yerevan urges Russian military to help. Now, we have wars fighting folks, right? Another war flared up again. Fresh fighting is erupted between Armenia and Azerbaijan along the disputed border region 1 year after Russia broke a ceasefire agreement, halted the daily 44-day-old war over historically congested Nagorno-Karabakh. Anyway, it's left multiple dead and many wounded. Another war is flaring up, obviously. The statement said that casualties are still being counted and verified, but it confirmed Armenian national forces had lost control of two military positions. The data on Armenian casualties is being clarified. The moment we can say definitely that four people were injured. So, we're seeing another war flare up. Basically the same part of the world, but two more countries. Armenia's armed forces committed large-scale provocation at the state border, according to the defense ministry of the other side. So we're seeing so much happen. How much more do we need to see before we start thinking of a personal responsibility to take care of ourselves and our families? How much more can I share, Melody share, anybody else share on any radio talk show to try to get you to understand how serious situations are? Folks, I don't want to think about this because it's going to hurt me desperately. But I do believe one day the checks from the government are going to dry up. I believe that. I believe it doesn't dry up because the lack of funds is going to dry up because we won't take the vaccines. maybe we won't eat the lettuce. I don't know which. But they're going to dry up. And if it kept coming with inflation like it is, soon they'll buy nothing. This is not a if, but a when scenario. This is going to happen. And all I can say is, if we're not prepared personally, We can only not help ourselves. We can help our families. You know, we may have neighbors who are trying to make it, who really are trying to prepare. We may have to help. It's not about just about me and you, but people around us. Good people that are trying to get through just like you and I are. Wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, unrest among the nations, all prophesied. It shouldn't be discouraging in the fact that we're seeing the word of God come true, so we know he's still on the throne. He said what happened, and it is. That shouldn't discourage us. That should encourage us to understand that we're following the right God. The sovereign God of the universe, Jehovah God, is the one who followed us, and we come to him through his Son, Jesus Christ. Knowing that his truth, his Bible, his word is being fulfilled. No other prophets, no other Bibles, no other holy writings have been able to do this as precisely as the Word of God. Prepare yourself, folks. Call Melody up at 800-375-4188. Talk to her. Get some ideas. I just talked to her the night before last with some ideas myself. She's not a financial advisor. She just should tell you that. But she's been in this business long enough to know what she can do to help you. Call and ask her. But get ready for what's coming as best you can. And put the rest of the faith in God for all his help all through all this. We'll see you again Friday. Have a good night.
I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.